You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. And we've got a short work week ahead of you. If you were off yesterday, some people were, some people weren't. I used to never get those holidays off because I was in retail and worked on commission. And that was when I got to make the most money. But so hopefully you had a great week and you're going to finish out the month of May very, very strong. We want to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape and Space Coast Nursery. They are friends of the Refresh radio program. They love Jesus. I was out in the early part of May, and they had positioned some things through Space Coast Nursery where if you found one of these little mini Jesuses, that you got an additional discount off of what they had. And so they were promoting a relationship with Jesus, not only from the Refresh radio program, but from their business as well. And so we are very thankful to know them, thankful to get to drop in, and there may be something on the horizon in the future where I might be able to point people their direction that also shares that same love for plants and things like that. I've got somebody that I know that just absolutely loves plants, but they live out of the area. So Treasure Your Landscape, their phone number is 321-749-1432. They are very, very good at what they do. They have a tremendous array of products, putting greens, artificial turf, paver installation, landscape lighting, water features. They put in new sod for me at my house. They've straightened up areas and put in paver stones and got my sprinkler system up and running. They made my place everything that I was looking for at that time, and they can help transform your outdoor area into space your family will treasure. They also have a pretty good size array of products up at Space Coast Nursery, 3880 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island, Florida, north of the Barge Canal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. And Treasure Landscape, if you want them to come out and put their skills to work on your project, 321-749-1432. We are extremely grateful for their efforts and helping to bring the Refresh radio program to you, and we pray God's blessings upon them. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 1. We're talking about prayer. Earlier this month, I was listening to a radio broadcast, and it talked about this very busy individual and what a priority that he placed on prayer. And I will be honest with you, when I heard that, how much importance, what a priority he made in prayer, it was convicting. Not that, you know, we punch a time clock when we pray, but what a blessing it is that God has provided to us to be able to spend time with him, communicating with him, and hearing from him. You know, I've Seen a lot of families go through family transitions with loved ones passing away. And in very few of those situations where there was a healthy relationship, I've never heard anyone say this. You know, I spent way too much time with them. I've never heard that. I have heard on a number of occasions, I wish that I had one more day. I wish I had the opportunity for one more conversation. I wish that I had been able to speak with them more. And that is really the mindset that if we can bring that into our present instead of waiting until someone has been removed from our lives here in an earthly sense, there's a couple of things that would happen. First of all, our relationships would improve. A lot of the trivial stuff would fall by the wayside because we would realize the importance of the relationship. But the second is if we could bring that not just into our earthly relationships, if we would bring that into our relationship with our Heavenly Father, our earthly lives would be a lot more fruitful. Our conversations would be a lot more beneficial as far as blessing and things like that. We would represent the kingdom and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a lot better if we would just spend more time talking with God. So here in Ephesians chapter 1, we are talking about prayer, and I'll read the entire context. I'm going to drop down even a little bit further today. Let me begin reading in verse number 16. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory, or what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Okay, this is verse 20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. I want to drop down to verse number 1 of chapter 2. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. This is all a continuing of the prayer that Paul had prayed. And so he's praying, he says, I am praying that the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believes would be at work in us. It's the same mighty power which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So Paul is encouraging us to pray for one another that resurrection power would be in operation in us. Now, Jesus was crucified on a cross. He was certified dead. He was buried and sealed in a tomb, and God was still able to raise him up. Verse number 1 of chapter 2 brings us a little bit of understanding about what our condition before Christ is. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Okay? There's that word dead. Dead means lifeless. It means not that we did not have a physical existence, but spiritually we were dead in continually missing the mark, continually being someplace where we were not supposed to be, and continually living a life of sin instead of a life of holiness and redemption, which enabled us to live for the glory of God. I will tell you, spiritual death is worse than physical death. For believers, physical death is just a transition point. As my presbyter says, you cannot threaten a Christian with heaven. It's just not going to work. Heaven is not a punishment. Death here in this life, because our appointed time, the appointment made by the Father, has come, that's not a defeat. It's a victory. Because for believers, our last breath here is followed by our first seconds in the presence of Jesus for all of eternity. And that means that temptation and sin and sickness and death and debt and, bodily challenges, mental challenges, spiritual challenges, working by the sweat of your brow, pain, all of that has lost its influence. It does. None of those things I mentioned are able to influence and impact people in eternity. That's a tremendous blessing. So Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, which was a stronghold. The culture itself, the city, was a stronghold for idolatry. And yet Paul writes to the church in Ephesus and says, God's made you alive. He has made you alive. That's resurrection power working in you and working in me. And so then he says, the same power that was worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him, this is back up in verse number 20 of chapter 1, and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So at Jesus' arrest, the chief priests had determined that he no longer needed freedom to move about the way that he had. At the same time, Jesus had positioned himself in prayer. And even though he encouraged Peter, James, and John to go with him and join him in his prayer endeavor, they fell asleep. They were tired. And he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But what mankind was too weak to be able to accomplish, God sent angels to minister strength to him at that point in time. So Jesus had positioned himself in one manner. The chief priests decided that they wanted him positioned in incarceration. They encouraged Pilate to have him positioned on a cross until dead, but God's the one that gets the last word. And since Jesus had died unjustly for his sins, he died sacrificially to pay for the price of my sin and your sin. Never trivialize that, by the way. You know, you determine the value of something by the price that they are willing to pay for it. And, you know, Jesus thought that we were worth dying for. But never forget, that was a death, a very painful, miserable death that he paid. That's the price of our sin. That was to pay our sin debt that we owed for violating our covenant with God. So, not only did God work his mighty power to raise him from the dead, but he also used that mighty power to seat him at the right, at his right hand in the heavenly places. So God's power not only has the ability to restore supernatural life, but his power overrules the decrees of mankind that determines your position. So I've got three things that I have written down here about the Heavenly Father's power in Christ as far as positioning. The first thing is he positions Jesus with himself. Okay, he raised him from the dead and seated him at his, capital H, right hand. That was a position of authority. It was a position of intimacy. It was a very, very powerful position, where the cross was a position where, you know, mankind deemed that they had power over Christ. The Heavenly Father raises Jesus up by his mighty power and says, I'm going to seat him in my presence, not your presence. That's amazing. In the book of Acts, Paul is preaching, I believe it's in Acts chapter 17, where he's preaching at Mars Hill, and he says that God has determined the times and the places that we are to live. So you can look at your situation, and people may have told you that you no longer are needed at this job, or you are no longer needed in this location. There are a lot of things where, you know, they can try and determine your positioning. But, and I had a grandfather who had been told by the owner of the company that he worked for over 50 years. He said, you can work here as long as you want. They had a relationship, and he said, you are such a valuable employee. You know, it kind of had a family dynamic at that point in time. They weren't related, but I ended up working there. My brother worked there. My sister worked there. My dad worked there. I think maybe even a nephew worked there at one point in time. There was a lot of familiarity, but then that company got sold and it was no longer a family business. Then it was a corporate business. And one day my grandfather, who had been told that he could work there as long as he want, was said, you've reached the mandatory retirement age for the new ownership of the company. And my grandfather loved to work, and all of a sudden he found himself no longer positioned where he thought, or where he actually thrived. He thrived working. So maybe you've experienced that. You know, I heard that there were two types of people out at the Space Center, those who had been laid off and those who would be laid off. The same thing with head coaches in the NFL, those who have been fired and those who will be fired. You may have had somebody try and position you in a less than honorable place, but I'm praying for you that those people will not get to determine your seating, but the Heavenly Father will, and that you will be seated frequently, regularly in his presence. That's really what we are seeking after at Merit Assembly of God in 2025, is the presence of God in a manifest way. And part of that doesn't involve us bringing him down to us. Part of that is he brings us up and seats us with the same mighty power that he seated Christ. So, make sure that you have that relationship with Jesus. You don't neglect it, and you thrive in that relationship. So there was that seating with Christ. And the second aspect was that he seated him with himself. He seated him above the problems of the earth. So he didn't seat him at his right hand in earthly places, even though his dominion extends to the earthly realm as well. But he seated him with him at his right hand in heavenly places, above the problems. So I would remind you that just because we became Christians does not mean that problems cease to be a reality in our life. But we understand that the problems have little or reduced influence in our life because Jesus has made us more than conquerors. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So whenever you are facing something, and I will pray this for you, not only that you will be seated in God's presence, but you will be seated spiritually so that you have a perspective that says, my problems have an expiration date. My relationship with Jesus does not. It can change your attitude. It really can. And I pray that God will work his mighty power. Okay, so this is not you just making a decision. This is not using your strength and your influence and your resources. This is the same resurrection power of Christ, or that was work in Christ, the same resurrection power, the same power that God exerted to seat him with himself and seat him in heavenly places, having conquered the last and greatest enemy of mankind, and that's death. That's the type of mighty power that I want God to work in my life and in your life. So that we are not sitting there just twiddling our thumbs or despondent, hopeless, feeling as if our problems have overwhelmed us. So, you know, every Friday I generally make this statement. It is Friday. Friday is my day off. There's a reason why it's not Monday. Mondays, back in 2005 and 2006, there was a stretch every week where people were coming for a year. And they would say, Pastor, we're moving here. Pastor, we are moving to this part of the state. Pastor, we are moving out of there every week. And, you know, when that happens and you're not a large church, and these people weren't leaving because of problems. These were people who were leaving because some of them were military transfers. Some of them were military retirements. Some of them were family decisions and things like that. But it got to the point where Mondays were a bad day for Bob. And I finally said, you know what? I'm not going to let the news, and by the way, all those people that left, they were active. They were active in ministry and things like that. It was a very, very trying season. And so at some point in time, God gave me the answer of what was going on. And then he said, how many times you want to go around this mountain? I said, I only want to go around it once. I want to learn my lesson. And I moved forward. It was a transformational moment. What happened during that time of prayer, was God gave me insight, gave me supernatural power that raised me up over all of the bad news, all of the painful news that I was getting, and caused me to be able to see that he was going to provide in a miraculous and wonderful way. And I can tell you that if I had stayed in the, here's a good Oklahoma term for you, if I had stayed in the mully grubs, if I had stayed despondent and discouraged, if I had allowed the problems to determine my positioning of where I was going to be seated, where I was going to stay, I can tell you I made a conscious decision to allow the power of God to work in me to stay where I had been planted, not to go where it looked like it was the best. I stayed where God told me he wanted me. And in doing so, I got to experience blessings of God. This radio program would not exist had I let the circumstances determine where I was going to sit instead of God determining where I was going to sit. The last thing I would tell you is that we would pray for one another, that we would allow the resurrection power of God to work in us powerfully so that we realize that there's an eternity that we have to be with him. Never let the tyranny of the moment steal from you the treasure of eternity. Okay? I want to encourage you to put on your spiritual binoculars, or if you will, your spiritual telescope, and allow God to reveal to you what eternity looks like, where we're worshiping around the throne incessantly, never growing tired. That we get to see beauties that this world has never dreamed of. I tell you, from time to time, I read an article about a planet that they had found where they determined it rains diamonds there. You really need a reinforced umbrella if that's the case there. But I can tell you this, in heaven, the only thing that rains upon the saints there is the blessing of the presence of God and the joy of worship. It is the place where God seats all of the saints. I pray that you and I would continue to have our eyes fixed on Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Wayland.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.